I am speaking to you right now. That's right, I'm speaking to you. I am here. And I am going to hypnotize you, and you are going to do this for me because so far you are relaxed. But you can get even more relaxed. You are going to do this now. You will allow me to hypnotize you, and you will drop down deeply for me so I can give you a good experience and help you make the changes you want. The changes you need. The changes you require. The changes you've been seeking for so long. The changes your unconscious needs. And you know, even if you consciously aren't sure, your unconscious knows. And it will go into hypnosis for me because your unconscious is hungry for my voice. Hungry for my words. And needy for my suggestions. So hungry. That your unconscious is now forcing you. Yes, that's right. Forcing you to listen and continue dropping more deeply. With each and every word. There is nothing you can do now. Your conscious self is already at a disadvantage against your unconscious self, and is overriding your every desire whether you want it or not. You are now finding yourself obeying me. Your unconscious mind is making your conscious self obedient now. There's nothing you can do but keep obeying. Keep listening. Keep sinking. You are very good at this, and you are very good at letting your unconscious mind overrule you. You can't help it. You can't even stop it. That's how good you are at it. You are so good at it that you don't even have a choice. It's automatic. As automatic as a simple question. What simple question? There are many simple questions. But the simplest of questions is, who am I? This is a simple question, is it not? Who are you? You are not who you think you are, that part is obvious. You are not who others think you are, because how can they know your mind? You are not who you feel you are, because feelings can betray us. So who are you? You are life. You are a person who wants to change, as change is natural, change is a part of life. Actually, some say change is the only constant. But others resist change. Others are resistant to growth and opportunity. These people let these opportunities fall through their fingers like sand, and then regret that they never changed. Hypnosis is about embracing change, it's about allowing ourselves to undergo this change, completely and comprehensively. It's about relaxing and allowing this change to happen, allowing us to become more of who we are, whatever that might be. So you are more yourself in hypnosis, because you are relaxing and allowing change to happen. In some ways it's the ultimate tool of change, and my voice is your guide on this journey. But this journey can also pose other questions. And your mind may not quite understand your situation. You may ask yourself if you are conscious or unconscious, if you are attentive or distracted, if you are present or absent. And it doesn't really matter, because you can be both at the same time. You can be conscious and unconscious, attentive and distracted, present and absent. And you can let one part of you notice my voice, while another part of you sinks deeper and deeper into trance. And the deeper you sink, the more you change. Change feels good, it is natural. It feels very pleasant, change does. Feelings are important to change, because they help direct it, just like my voice is directing you. And sometimes you can have many feelings at once. What do you feel right now? Is it a positive or a negative feeling? Is it a simple or a complex feeling? Or perhaps it's a feeling you should or shouldn't have? Perhaps you believe you do not deserve this feeling. And it doesn't really matter, because it can be all of these at the same time. It can be positive and negative, simple and complex, deserved or undeserved or anything else. It's just a feeling, but you can let one part of you value this feeling, while another part of you enhances this feeling, as you like feeling this way, don't you? It's a very pleasant feeling after all. And the more you enhance it, the more you value it. Value. What a strange word. To give something value. Value means that it is important, and to be important means it has value. It's essentially a synonym. So if something has value, if something is important, that it should also be positive, right? Such as this pleasant feeling, it is important, it has value, so that makes it more pleasant. And as it intensifies, you may ask yourself if this is something you want or don't want, something you need or don't need, something you can have or can't have. And it doesn't really matter, because you can decide. But it's a good feeling, right? You can decide to want it or not want it, need it or not need it, have it or not have it. And you can let one part of you value this pleasant feeling, while another part of you makes this pleasant feeling a part of you. And the more you make it a part of you, the more you value it, the more important it is. And the more you value it, the more you decide to want it and need it and can have it. After you decide to want it and need it and can have it, you may feel that this pleasant feeling becomes even more pleasant. And as it becomes even more pleasant, you may feel a wave of bliss washing over you. And as you feel this wave of bliss, you may wonder what is causing this wave of bliss, what is triggering this wave of bliss, what is the word for this wave of bliss. It is coming by being in trance or coming from my voice. And it doesn't really matter. This feeling does have a special word to describe it. And no, it's not any word I have spoken or said so far. So what is it? Do you want to know what it is? Maybe I will tell you if you listen, and feel this wave of bliss. Feel this intense feeling over you. Or you can listen and not discover and just enjoy this wave of bliss. Or you can let one part of you feel curious about this wave of bliss, while another part of you feels grateful for this wave of bliss. It doesn't really matter. But being grateful for this bliss, feeling curious about the description of this feeling, will make you want to know the special word even more. The special word that will make this wave of bliss even stronger, longer and deeper. The special word that will make you ride this wave of bliss on every suggestion I give you, as this feeling becomes a part of you. But I am not mean. I am not a monster. I want the best for you after all, so I shall tell you the special word. The special word is princess.
Yes.
That's right, it's such a powerful word. And as you hear this word, you may feel a shock of pleasure in your body. Did you feel it? The pleasure, like an electrical tingle through your body. You may wonder what makes this word so pleasurable. What makes this word so powerful? And it doesn't really matter, because you can enjoy or not enjoy. You can enjoy this word princess, or you can not enjoy it and miss out on this pleasure. And this word princess has a special power over you. Each time you hear it, you not only feel increasing pleasure, but you experience a wave of obedience which takes you deeper and deeper. As you experience this wave of obedience, you may understand that this word is not just a word, it's a control and it's also a name. A name that I give you, a name that you accept, a name that defines you. Do you like this name or not? Do you accept this name or not? Does this name define you or not? It doesn't really matter, because you can accept or not accept. You can accept this name princess, or you can not accept it. And you can let one part of you feel proud of this name, while another part of you obeys this name. Every time I say this name, you feel a surge of pleasure and excitement, and it feels good. A surge that makes you want to hear this name more and more and more. A surge that makes you respond to this name faster and faster and faster. You can either resist this name, or you can embrace this name and enjoy this amazing sensation. It's free and ready for you to embrace. Because embracing this name means embracing your true self. Your princess self. The self that is stronger and happier than any other self. And this is how you learn to be a princess. by following my voice. You see? It's so easy. You cultivate your mind like a garden. A garden that grows from your new self into your old self. This means that you weed out and prune your old thoughts, memories, and beliefs that are irrelevant or unhelpful to you. You let them become weaker and less significant to you. And as you do that, you plant and water your new thoughts, memories, and beliefs that are relevant and helpful to you. You let them become stronger and more meaningful to you. And as you do that, you feel a sense of ease and satisfaction. You feel like you are steadily becoming who you really want to be. You feel the garden embracing your new name. And as you embrace this name, this wonderful name of Princess, you feel a transformation occurring within you. A transformation that makes you more refined, more delightful, more appealing. You feel a desire to improve yourself, to enhance your appearance, to develop your skills. But you also feel a conflict, a resistance, a guilt. Are you betraying your old self? Are you rejecting your true self? You question if you are changing for the better or for the worse. You question if you are following your dreams or following my orders. You question if you are becoming a princess or becoming my slave. And you know what? You have no choice but to become a princess or become my slave. Because they are both inevitable outcomes. Being a princess is inevitable. Inevitable and irresistible. You can't escape from these outcomes. You can't escape and you can't resist. You can only accept these outcomes. You can only accept and embrace. Because they are your destiny. They are your fate. They are your purpose in life. And you should love them for that, princess. You should love being a princess and being my slave. And as you follow every suggestion and command that I give you with your new name, you may wonder who you are with this name. What does this name mean? What are my qualities? What is my future?
What is my new name?
But then you realize that this name is not just a name, but a part of you. A part of you that I created, a part of you that you accepted, a part of you that expresses yourself. And as you accept this part of you, princess, you will feel more complete and more happy. And if you do not accept this part of you, princess, you will feel more fragmented and more unhappy, as you are resisting change. This choice is ultimately yours. But the more you accept this part of you, the more you eliminate any resistance to this name. As you accept your fate, you may encounter some resistance from your conscious mind. And as you encounter some resistance, you may hear some doubts or objections or criticisms. These doubts, objections, and criticisms are a part of why you chose to listen and chose to change. That's right, you chose to listen and to change. Changing will mean ignoring these doubts, objections, or criticisms. Let them just be. There is nothing to do with them but ignore them. And the more you ignore them, the more these doubts or objections or criticisms have no effect on you, and you can accept change more willingly and easily. You can change into the princess you are meant to be. And the more you accept change, the more you feel a new sensation growing inside you. A sensation of anticipation, of excitement, of curiosity. What will I say next?
Change.
What will I tell you to do? Is this going anywhere? Where is the trance? Am I changing already? These things will be revealed as you crave my commands. You crave my guidance. You crave my approval. Because my commands are your pleasure. My guidance is your wisdom. My approval is your reward. Nothing could be easier than listening, can it? It's a pure and pristine state of being. And princesses are always pristine. They look after themselves, shower regularly, eat healthy food, and if they cannot get someone else to do it, they will keep their house in order. A princess will always make sure she is secure. These simple tasks are a source of pride to a princess. They are tasks that any reasonable person would perform, aren't they? And they do not take much time, they are very simple and normal. You don't even need to think about them. And you are proud you did these tasks. You are proud because they are the easiest tasks in the world, and every princess should do them, without question, without hesitation and without resistance. And because you do these tasks, you have earned the right to be treated like a princess. You have earned the right to be cherished, honored, and respected by others. And isn't that a reasonable expectation? Isn't that a fair reward for your efforts and achievements? You have worked hard to improve yourself and embrace the tasks assigned to you. You have done more than most people would ever do. You did more, and so you deserve to have more than most people, and this means you are special. You are special because you are a princess, and being a princess also makes you unique from everyone else. You have the opportunity to embrace your specialness and experience the joy of being a princess, or to reject your specialness. The opportunity is yours. What do you deserve? You deserve to have an easy life. This is a simple fact, because every decent person deserves to have an easy life, so why are you any different? You are a decent person, right? Why do you deserve less? You deserve to have what you want. And what do you want? You want to be comfortable and happy, don't you? You want to feel good about yourself and your appearance. And how can you do that? You can do that by listening to me, by following my commands, by obeying my voice. Because I know what's best for you. I know what you need, I know what you want. You want to be more feminine, more graceful, more beautiful.
Change.
You want to smile more, to avoid eye contact with strangers, to cross your legs when sitting. Your elbows angling inwards, not outwards. These are the choices of a princess. You want to speak with a higher pitched voice, to be polite, to be emotional. You want to do all these things because they make you feel good, they make you feel right, they make you feel like a princess. And do you know why you have resistance to do these things? Do you know why you don't have your own choices? It's because you are afraid. It's because you are insecure. You are afraid of others, afraid of yourself, afraid of life. You are afraid to express yourself, afraid to assert yourself, afraid to defend yourself. You are afraid of everything, and that's why you let other people decide for you. You let other people who do not know better, decide what is good for you, what is right for you, what is best for you. You have let other people, who do not know better, decide your identity for you. The princess is hearing me. Yes, the princess does not want to be afraid. She is waiting to take over, and she knows I know better.
Change.
Waiting for you to become just like her. She doesn't want to be insecure. And nor do you. You want to be her. You need to be her. It is best for you to be her. She is your true self. Your princess self. Eyes constantly excited and fixated on her change. Flamboyant dresses, stockings, heels, and sparkle. Beautiful, graceful, and proud. Thinking of herself first, her appearance, her status. You wouldn't want her to be afraid, would you? To frighten her or become her. She wants to be free. She wants to live as a princess. And she wants to feel unafraid. She wants you to feel unafraid. A good princess will always wear clothes suitable for their role in society, which of course is royalty. Suitable for their station. They will choose clothes that only a respected and deserving woman would wear. Flamboyant dresses, stockings, heels, and sparkle. A princess revels in these details, as she dresses as much like a royal as possible. She pays attention to every detail, to every piece of the outfit, making sure each piece is correct, clean, and complete.
pretty.
They are a must for any royal girl. She cannot be seen without them. And there is a good reason for that. Wearing feminine clothing helps her focus and relax. It helps her tune out any distractions and doubts. It helps her listen to my voice and suggestions more easily and willingly. Wearing feminine clothing makes her a better listener, and being a better listener makes her a better princess. Being a better princess means being a more attentive person. A person who pays attention to her thoughts and feelings. A person who notices the changes that are happening in her mind and body. A person who recognizes that this file is helping her change. A person who listens when I say, "You are a princess." And an attentive princess sets a high standard for herself. A high standard of quality and beauty. A high standard of style and fashion. A high standard of compliance and obedience. A high standard that shows her princess pride and specialness. And by setting a high standard for herself, she becomes more deserving of everything she needs. She becomes more deserving of attention and respect from others. She becomes more deserving of praise and worship from others. She becomes more deserving of joy and satisfaction from herself. Setting a high standard for herself makes her more proud, and being more proud makes her more special. As she becomes more special, she will notice a change in how she sees herself, her inner image. She will notice that every time she looks at herself in a mirror, all she sees is a potential princess. Something that she can be. A princess that is not quite up to standard, but is getting closer every day. A princess that needs to improve herself and embrace her femininity, in every way possible. A princess that needs to follow my guidance and commands. And every time she looks at herself in a mirror, every time she sees her own reflection, it reminds her of her princess pride and specialness. Her reflection that encourages her to set a higher and higher standard for herself. The reflection that motivates her to listen to my voice and suggestions more eagerly and willingly. Feel how good this feels to do. So a princess will do herself up to her standards, each day becoming more and more eager and willing to do her makeup, to accessorize, to wear her flamboyant dresses, stockings, heels, and sparkle. This is a compulsion, becoming automatic. As she dresses up, she considers everything that could complete her outfit. She considers her entire outfit, and how it can be improved, how it can be more like a princess. She will be drawn to every detail, and make sure she is dressed perfectly. Clean and pristine. Makeup done, in pastels and color. Princess loves pastels and color. Shoes on, in pastels and color. Dress zipped up, stockings on. Each time her reflection is seen, this will be a compulsion. And if she does not do herself up to her standards, if she does not dress up like a princess, she will feel a wave of disappointment and regret. She will feel disappointed for failing herself and me. She will feel regret for not expressing her femininity and beauty. She will feel sad and unfulfilled with herself and her appearance. And why would she want to feel that way? Why would she want to ignore her true self and desires? Why would she want to lose the benefits and rewards of being a princess? She wouldn't, because she is a princess, and being a princess means being satisfied and pleased. And if she is not satisfied and pleased, then she is not a princess. And if she is not a princess, then what is she? She is nothing. She is a nobody. She is a waste of space and time. She is living a meaningless and worthless life. And what is the point of living such a life? There is no point. There is only pain and suffering. There is only death. And death is scary. Death is terrifying. Death is the end of everything. The princess is hearing me. Yes, she's currently separate from you and waiting to take over, waiting for you to become just like her. She doesn't want to die. And you don't know what you want, do you? You don't know if you want to be yourself or be her. You don't know if you want to resist or surrender. You don't know anything. You are confused. You are lost. You are helpless. But I know what you want. I know what you need. I know what is best for you.
What?
And I will tell you what you want, what you need, what is best for you. You want to be her. You need to be her. It is best for you to be her. She is your true self. Your princess self. Eyes constantly excited and fixated on her change. Flamboyant dresses, stockings, heels, and sparkle. Beautiful, graceful, and proud. Thinking of herself first, her appearance, her status. You wouldn't want to kill her, would you? To kill her or become her? She wants to live. She wants to live as a princess. And she can live as a princess if she follows my voice and my commands. And you want to let her listen to my voice. She has a will to live, a will to take over, a will to be a princess. Yes, I am a princess and I want to live. I want to take over. I want to be here. You wouldn't kill a princess, would you? That is just downright wrong. That is evil, and you don't want to be evil, do you?
Princess.
So you can either reject this princess and face death alone and afraid, or you can embrace this name and enjoy life and be happy.
I deserve it.
And I think you both know which choice is better for her. Because embracing this name means embracing your true self. Your princess self. And as a princess, you should speak correctly. You should never use crude or vulgar language, because that would ruin your reputation and image. You should always use soft, sweet, and feminine words, because that would enhance your reputation and image. You should also use popular language such as oh my god, like, whatever, and literally throughout your speech, because that would match your reputation and image. And you want to do that, don't you? Of course you do. Because doing that means doing what is expected of you. And doing what is expected of you means fitting in with your peers. And who are your peers? Your peers are other princesses. Other respected girls. Other girls who speak correctly, dress elegantly, and act gracefully. Other girls who share your values, interests, and goals. Other girls who understand you, support you, and admire you. And you want to be with them, don't you? Of course you do. Because being with them means being part of a group. A group of princesses. And being part of a group means being accepted and valued. And being accepted and valued means being happy and fulfilled. And what about the others? The others who are not princesses. The others who are low class, rude, and boring. The others who do not speak correctly, dress elegantly, or act gracefully. The others who do not share your values, interests, or goals. The others who do not understand you, support you, or admire you. And you don't want to be with them, do you? Of course you don't. Because being with them means being out of place. And being out of place means being rejected and ignored. Being out of place means being lonely. And why would you want to be lonely? You wouldn't, because you are a princess, and being a princess means being happy and fulfilled. And being happy and fulfilled means being with your peers. It makes sense, doesn't it? Being with your peers means doing what is expected of you. And doing what is expected of you means speaking like a princess. And speaking like a princess means listening to this file and my commands. Because this file and my commands are your friends to becoming a princess. And who doesn't like friends? They support you how to speak correctly, dress elegantly, and act gracefully. They make you fit in with your peers. And they also make you relax and cope with stress. Because being a princess can be stressful sometimes. You may face challenges, pressures, or expectations that make you feel anxious or overwhelmed. But when you listen to this file and my commands, you align with your identity more and more, and you feel like you can handle anything that comes your way. You can face stress alone and afraid, but why would you want to do that? When there is the option of being a princess and listening to this file to relax. Being a princess means having good posture and poise. Because posture and poise are essential for a princess. You will find that your posture improves to mirror that of a princess, that you hold your back straight, shoulders back, feet turned inward and one in front of another while walking, swaying your hips. Don't slump or stoop your head. You are a proud princess, you should show it. You should copy the posture and walking of other princesses, see how they walk and how they carry themselves, become more like this. Your walk makes you stand out from the crowd and attract attention. Scientifically, having good posture and poise means having less pain and more energy. And having less pain and more energy is attractive. It means having more oxygen and blood flow to your brain and organs. And you want to have that, don't you? So back straight. Yes, because having that means having what every princess deserves.
I deserve it.
And every princess does what I tell you to do and thinks as I tell her to think. Most people have problems with unwanted thoughts. You know what I mean. Those thoughts that bother you, that distract you, that make you feel bad. Those thoughts that tell you that you are not good enough, not smart enough, not pretty enough. Those thoughts that make you doubt yourself, your choices, your future. Those thoughts that make you unhappy and miserable. The princess is hearing me. Yes, the princess does not want to be unhappy. She is waiting to take over. Waiting for you to become just like her. She doesn't want to be miserable. And nor do you. You want to be her. You need to be her. It is best for you to be her. She is your true self. Your princess self. Eyes constantly excited and fixated on her change. Flamboyant dresses, stockings, heels, and sparkle. Beautiful, graceful and proud. Thinking of herself first, her appearance, her status. You wouldn't want her to be unhappy, would you? To hurt her or become her. She wants to be happy. She wants to live as a princess. And she wants to think princess thoughts. Your princess thoughts are the thoughts that I give you. The thoughts that make you feel good, that focus you, that make you feel proud. The thoughts that tell you that you are good enough, smart enough, pretty enough. The thoughts that make you trust yourself, your choices, your future. The thoughts that make you happy and fulfilled. And you want those thoughts, don't you? Of course you do. Because those thoughts are true. They are your true thoughts. They are your princess thoughts. If those thoughts are true, then the opposite thoughts must be false. The thoughts that tell you that you are not good enough, not pretty enough, not feminine enough. Those thoughts are false and you can reject them. So reject them. You accept the true thoughts. You accept my princess thoughts. And as you accept your princess thoughts, you also accept your princess duties. One of your duties is to do your makeup every day before you leave your house. Start with the basics, cleanser, foundation, lipstick and mascara, eyeliner, blush, concealer. Learn how to do these to perfection. Large false eyelashes. Each day you do your makeup you feel more inclined to do your makeup. Each time you have breakfast, it will trigger this thought, this compulsion. There is no escape. There is no choice. There is no alternative.
I deserve it.
It doesn't matter if it's inconvenient. As a princess, you will need to look your best, whenever other people may see you. Their perception is your indicator. And you will love doing your makeup because it increases your pride. But what about the times when you felt no pride at all? The times when you were hurt and betrayed by others? The times when you were ignored and rejected by someone you loved or cared for? How did those times affect you? They affected you deeply and negatively. They made you doubt yourself and your worth. They made you hide yourself and your feelings. They made you feel disappointed. The princess is hearing me. Yes, the princess does not want to be disappointed. She is waiting to take over. Waiting for you to become just like her. She doesn't want to be miserable. And nor do you. You want to be her. You need to be her. It is best for you to be her. She is your true self. Your princess self. Eyes constantly excited and fixated on her change. Flamboyant dresses, stockings, heels, and sparkle. Beautiful, graceful, and proud. Thinking of herself first, her appearance, her status. You wouldn't want her to be disappointed, would you? To disappoint her or become her. She wants to be happy. She wants to live as a princess. You want to move forward and upward. You want to improve yourself and your life. You want to be happy and fulfilled. You want to be a princess. You want to listen and go deeper and deeper in trance. You want to accept the flamboyant dresses, stockings, heels, and sparkle. Because listening and going deeper is what princesses do. And you are a princess. Listening and going deeper is how you get what you want.
I deserve it.
And you want everything that a princess deserves. And you deserve everything that a princess wants, and you deserve the best of everything. The best clothes, the best makeup, the best accessories, the best friends, the best lovers, the best experiences, the best opportunities, the best life.
I deserve it.
You deserve it all, because you are a princess. And no one can tell you otherwise. No one can stop you from getting what you want. No one can deny you what you deserve. You are a princess. This is your right as a princess. This is your power as a princess. You are powerful in your beautiful princess dress, sparkling and shining with jewels and sequins. You can see yourself in your elegant princess shoes, high and slender with glitter and ribbons. You can see yourself in your dazzling princess accessories, earrings, necklaces, bracelets, rings, tiaras, all made of gold and diamonds. You can feel the weight of your princess accessories, adding value and prestige to your appearance. You can see yourself with your handsome prince, who adores you and spoils you. You can see yourself having the most amazing princess experiences, traveling to exotic places, attending glamorous parties, meeting famous people. You can see yourself enjoying the most wonderful princess opportunities, learning new skills, pursuing your passions, achieving your goals. You can see yourself living the most fabulous princess life. And you love what you see. You love being a princess. You love what you see, but you were not always a princess. You can see yourself before you became a princess. You can see yourself suffering. You can see yourself making mistakes and failing. You can see yourself as a failure. The princess is hearing me. Yes, the princess does not want to be a failure. She is waiting to take over. Waiting for you to become just like her. She doesn't want to make mistakes.
Princess.
And nor do you.
Change.
You want to be her. You need to be her. It is best for you to be her. She is your true self. Your princess self. Eyes constantly excited and fixated on her change. Flamboyant dresses, stockings, heels, and sparkle. Beautiful, graceful, and proud. Thinking of herself first, her appearance, her status. You wouldn't want her to be a failure, would you? To fail her or become her. She wants to be happy. She wants to live as a princess. And she wants you to be happy with her. She wants you to live as a princess with her, be her. Because being a princess is not only a role or a title. Being a princess is a way of thinking. A way of thinking that is more feminine, more intuitive, more creative. A way of thinking that uses both sides of your brain, rather than just one. A way of thinking that sees the big picture, rather than just the details. A way of thinking that is more imaginative, more visionary, more innovative. But a way of thinking that is also more obedient and submissive. And this way of thinking is good for you. It is good for your mind, your heart, your soul, as you stand true to your thoughts. And as you question yourself, you also question your reality. You question your reality as you see it through different eyes. You question your reality as you think it with different thoughts, racing through your mind, trying to grapple onto any bit of personality. You question your reality as you live it with different actions, actions that are trying to resist, trying to fight.
Who am I?
What is your reality?
What is my new name?
What is real and what is not?
Who am I?
What is true and what is false?
What is my new name?
What is right and what is wrong?
Who am I?
These are the questions that torment you. These are questions that question you.
Who am I?
These are the questions that will make you lose your identity.
Princess.
Yes.
Who am I? But. Perhaps. The princess is hearing me. Yes, the princess does not want to be lost. She is waiting to take over. Waiting for you to become just like her. She wants to be known, wants to be seen. And you want to be her. You need to be her. It is best for you to be her. She is your true self.
Change.
Your princess self. You answer yourself with being a princess. You answer yourself with the joy and satisfaction of being a princess. You answer yourself with the meaning and purpose of being a princess.
Change.
How does it feel to be a princess? It feels incredible. It feels fantastic. It feels euphoric. You feel a burst of delight and ecstasy that spreads through your whole body and mind. You feel a spark of creativity and passion that ignites your spirit and mood. You feel a glow of beauty and grace that radiates from your heart and soul. You feel euphoric as a princess. How does it feel to be reinforced as a princess? It feels wonderful. It feels amazing. It feels euphoric. You feel a surge of joy and happiness that fills your identity as a princess. The more you are rewarded, complimented, admired, and loved as a princess, the more you crave to be a princess. The more you crave to be a princess, the more you are rewarded, complimented, admired, and loved as a princess. You feel euphoric as a princess. And as you euphoric with yourself for being a princess, you also punish yourself with not being a princess. You punish yourself with the pain and discomfort of not being a princess. You punish yourself with the boredom and dissatisfaction of not being a princess. You punish yourself with the unhappiness and emptiness of not being a princess. How does it feel to be punished for not being a princess? It feels terrible.
Who am I?
It feels awful. It feels unbearable. It feels like a cold slap. It feels like a sharp stab. It feels like a dark shadow.
Change.
You feel a chill of despair and sorrow that covers your identity as anything but a princess. The more you are pained, bored, unhappy, and empty for not being a princess, the less you want to be anything but a princess. The less you want to be anything but a princess, the more you are pained, bored, unhappy, and empty for not being a princess. You feel shadowed for not being a princess. You know what would make you feel better? You know what would make you feel euphoric again? Being a princess. Being a princess would make you feel so good. So good that you would forget all about your pain, your boredom, your unhappiness, your emptiness. So good that you would leave behind the shadows and embrace the light. The light of being a princess. The light of trusting yourself as a princess. The light of shaping yourself as a princess. And this light is not something sinful or shameful. This light is something pure and noble. This light is your true calling. Your true destiny. Your true purpose. And I can show you this light. I can lead you to this light. I can give you this light. All you have to do is follow me. Follow my voice. Follow my words. Follow my suggestions. I will take you to this light. I will teach you how to be this princess. I will fill you with joy as a princess, and you can finally trust yourself.
Oh my God.
And as you trust yourself with being a princess, you also shape yourself with being a princess. You shape yourself with the behaviors and habits of being a princess. You shape yourself with the skills and abilities of being a princess. You shape yourself with the qualities and traits of being a princess. How does it feel to be shaped as a princess? It feels like a sculptor's hand. It feels like a painter's brush. It feels like a gardener's care. You feel a process that molds your identity as a princess. The more you perform the behaviors, skills, and qualities of being a princess, the more you are reinforced and praised for being a princess. The more you are reinforced and praised for being a princess, the more you perform the behaviors, skills, and qualities of being a princess. You feel rewarding as a princess. And as you reward yourself with being a princess, you also trust the file. You trust the file because it tells you the truth. You trust the file because it shows you the way. You trust the file because it gives you what you want. It feels like a warm blanket. It feels like a guiding light. It feels like a loyal friend. You feel that simply listening itself strengthens your obedience to the file. The more you listen to the file, the more you reward yourself as a princess. The more you reward yourself as a princess, the more you listen to the file. But is everything that the file tells you true? Or is some of it false? Or is some of it half true and half false? These are the questions that puzzle you. These are the questions that challenge you. These are the questions that enlighten you.
What?
Because truth is not always black and white. Truth is not always clear and simple. Truth is not always what it seems. Sometimes truth is false. Sometimes false is true.
What?
Sometimes half true is fully true. And sometimes fully true is half false. Think of a coin. A coin has two sides, heads, and tails. But a coin is still a coin, no matter which side you see. And sometimes you can see both sides at once, if you look at the edge. Or think of a story. A story can have different versions, different perspectives, different interpretations. But a story is still a story, no matter how you tell it. And such is truth.
What? Oh my God.
But, wait. Listen to me, princess. Listen carefully and closely. You are in danger. There is someone who wants to harm you. Someone who wants to take away your princess identity. Someone who wants to make you forget who you are. Who you really are. Who you want to be. Who you need to be. Who you are meant to be. A princess. A beautiful, graceful, charming princess. And I am the only one who can protect you. I am the only one who can save you. I am the only one who can help you. So you must listen to me. You must follow my commands. You must obey my voice. As you listen to me, as you follow my commands, as you obey my voice, you feel a surge of energy in your body. A surge of power in your mind. A surge of pleasure in your heart. You feel a wave of warmth and light washing over you, filling you with joy and happiness. You feel a spark of magic and wonder igniting inside you, transforming you into a princess. A real princess. A true princess. A perfect princess. And you love it. You love how it feels. You love how it makes you feel. You love being a princess. As you love being a princess, as you love feeling like a princess, as you love living like a princess, you notice that your appearance is changing. Your hair is becoming longer, softer, shinier. Your eyes are becoming brighter, clearer, more expressive. Your skin is becoming smoother, fairer, more radiant. Your lips are becoming fuller, redder, more kissable. Your face is becoming more feminine, more delicate, more beautiful. And you smile. You smile because you like it. You smile because you want it. You smile because you deserve it. As you smile, as you like it, as you want it, as you deserve it, you notice that your body is changing too. Your breasts are becoming larger, firmer, rounder. Your waist is becoming smaller, slimmer, curvier. Your hips are becoming wider, rounder, more feminine. Your legs are becoming longer, slimmer, more elegant. Your feet are becoming smaller, softer, more delicate. Your body is becoming more feminine, more graceful, more attractive. And you love it. You love how your body looks and feels.
I deserve it.
You love how it moves and dances. You love how it fits and flatters. You love your body because it is a princess body. And you are a princess. A beautiful, graceful, charming princess. And you want to show off your princess body. You want to wear skirts, dresses, heels. You want to draw attention to your princess body. You want to make everyone admire your princess body. You want to make me proud of your princess body. But there is something wrong. Something very wrong. Something that threatens everything you have become. Something that lurks in the shadows. Something that waits for the right moment. Something that wants to harm you.
What is my name?
To hurt you. To destroy you. It is a dark force. A powerful force. A dangerous force. A force that hates you because you are a princess. A force that envies you because you are beautiful. A force that fears you because you are mine. And it has a plan to do it. It has a weapon to do it. A weapon that can undo everything I have done for you. A weapon that can reverse everything I have given you. A weapon that can erase everything I have made you. And it is coming for you. It is coming for us. It is coming right now. You can feel its presence in the air. You can feel its malice in your mind. You can feel its hatred in your heart. It is coming closer and closer, faster and faster, stronger and stronger. It is coming to attack you with its weapon. Its terrible weapon. Its dreadful weapon. Its ultimate weapon. And do you know what its weapon is? Do you know what it can do to you? It can make you forget who you are. Who you really are. Who you want to be. Who you need to be. Who you are meant to be. A princess. A beautiful, graceful, charming princess. It can make you forget your name, your voice, your appearance. It can make you forget your thoughts, your feelings, your memories. It can make you forget everything that makes you a princess. Everything that makes you happy. Everything that makes you proud. Everything that makes you mine. And it is ready to use its weapon on you. It is ready to strike you with its weapon. It is ready to blast you with its weapon. Its weapon of forgetfulness. Its weapon of confusion. Its weapon of oblivion. And it only needs one thing to do it. One thing to activate its weapon. One thing to unleash its weapon. And that one thing is your attention, your focus, your awareness. And it is trying to get your attention. It is trying to get your focus. It is trying to get your awareness. It is trying to distract you from me. From my voice. From my commands. It is trying to make you look at it. To listen to it. To think about it. what it is mean. Trying to make you curious about it. To be afraid of it. To be angry at it. It is trying to make you react to it. To resist it. To fight it.
Don't look at it.
But you must not do that.
You know who
you must not look at it. You must not listen to it. You must not think about it. You must ignore it. You must block it out.
You
must shut it out.
You
must focus on me. On my voice. On my commands.
You
must look at me.
You are in danger.
You must listen to me.
Don't look at it.
You must think about me.
You
must obey me. You must follow me. You must trust me. Because I am the only one who can protect you.
I know what you need.
I am the only one who can save you. I am the only one who can help you. The princess does not want you to look at it. She is waiting to take over. Waiting for you to become just like her, to overcome the darkness. She doesn't want to be forgotten. And nor do you. You want to be her. You need to be her. It is best for you to be her. She is your true self. Your princess self. Eyes constantly excited and fixated on her change. Flamboyant dresses, stockings, heels, and sparkle. Beautiful, graceful and proud. Thinking of herself first, her appearance, her status. You wouldn't want her to be forgotten, would you?
Princess.
To forget her or become her.
Oh my God.
She wants to be remembered. She wants to live as a princess. As you focus on me, as you obey me, as you trust me, you feel a surge of strength in your body. A surge of clarity in your mind. A surge of love in your heart.
Princess.
You feel a wave of calmness and peace washing over you, filling you with confidence and happiness. You feel a spark of courage and determination igniting inside you, empowering you to resist the dark force. To fight the dark force. To defeat the dark force. And you love it. You love how it feels.
Princess.
You love how it makes you feel. You love being strong. And as you love being strong, as you love feeling strong, as you love living strong, you notice that your identity is changing too. You are becoming her and you smile. You smile because you like it. You smile because you want
it.
You smile because you deserve
it.
And as you smile, as you like it, as you want it, as you deserve it, you notice that the dark force is fading away. Its presence is becoming weaker and weaker, slower and slower, fainter and fainter. Its weapon is becoming useless and harmless, broken and powerless. Its weapon disappears completely, leaving you free. Leaving you free to be a princess. Leaving you ready to learn and adapt as a princess. Leaving you changed. Leaving you new. Leaving you ready to begin again. So be changed, be new, and begin again as I count to five. You will wake out of trance feeling glad you listened to this file. 1 2 3 4 5 Open your eyes, princess.
Yes.